Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
This is Brad Marchand.
Shoot! He's gone!
And you're listening to the home of the Bruins, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This is where Boston talks sports. Toucher and Rich, Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Far point now to Brusque, left circle, saucer out in front. Jones is saved, Pasternak with the tip attempt. Now right of the net, Bergeron swings, fired, they score! Even against the best penalty-killing unit in the National Hockey League, they still strike David Pasternak with his league-leading 12.
That was the scene last night, utter domination by the Boston Bruins. And they're cruising. And as I'm reading here by Joe McDonald, the Bruins are cruising. They haven't even put it all together yet.
Yeah, I mean, the second David Krejci came back, it seemed like you had almost a more... the team seemed complete last night. It was like he was the missing puzzle piece.
Jerry Maguire'd them.
Yeah, Jerry Maguire'd them?
He completed them. Don't you remember the line from the movie?
You know, now I get your reference, sir. Hey, hey. Straight from 95.
He played Hoogie Boogie Land.
He did. That's another complete reference.
Show him the money.
That's right. But it's true. I mean, the minute he steps in there, it seems like all of a sudden you've got secondary scoring secondary now, because it's not the first line.
Right. But remember... and they were not playing a great team on Sunday, but they absolutely, I use the term, educated the New York Rangers.
They skated circles around them.
They said, hey, young boy, you know, who's the old man, young bull type thing. Mm-hmm. Hey, you want to see how to play? We beat you in the first period, but you're up by a goal. Now buckle up.
Yeah.
And my point is, though, Coyle came through in that game. You started to see more, you know, you started to see more involvement offensively from players getting chances too. Actually, you've seen it for more than just that game, but it really became, they got rewarded in that game. Now, last night, yes, of course, the big guys started, but now you're getting everybody else starting to go. What I've loved about this run, as you think about it, is that none of this seems forced or pressured or desperate. There's not been a desperate moment of, oh my God, we've got to win this. It's, we're going to do it. We're down a goal. No problem. We're going to come back and kick your ass. No problem. Hey, you got a hit on us. Now we're going to come back and get one on you.
Yeah.
And hey, you get a chance on us. We got the best goalie tandem right now in the National Hockey League.
Best goalie in the league.
Right now. Yep. You're absolutely
right. All right. So there's a bunch of publications, you know, they update every week the best teams in hockey, and quite a few have the Bruins at the top.
Yep. As they should. The last 2 weeks they should have.
Right. Now, do you look at those as like week by week, or do you look at those, you know,
truthfully,
that they're the best team in hockey? Like, you don't understand? Like,
yeah, I know what you're saying. Well, yeah. That depends on the publication. I truthfully don't even look at that stuff. But what that is
too good?
No, it's just that I don't need to look
Fred,
at that stuff.
He's basically telling you you're wasting your time. You know, he's too good for that.
They're basing it. Look, SI, I was, you know, Danny was telling me on the way. Dan told me that they had him finally up to one. They had the Buffalo Sabres ahead of them because the Sabres had a little bit better record last week because they'd also played more games.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thrilled for Buffalo. You know why? You got to live in Buffalo. You better have some good hockey, right?
Sure.
If you have to do that. Two, it's actually a really good market. It's a really good market for the NHL. And so when that's better, it's a more vibrant league. All right? But the Bruins were a better team than Buffalo, but Buffalo had more points. And they wanted to pump it up, so they pumped it up.
All right. Do you think the Bruins are the best team in hockey?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
And you think that's sustainable, barring a major injury?
If they are what they are, yes, notwithstanding significant injuries.
You don't see having to make a move at the deadline or anything.
Oh, stop that. You know, that's not November yet.
The question is, are they the best team in hockey?
Yes. You're asking me about the deadline.
I'm saying if no one gets banged up, could you see the team as constructed being the best team in hockey?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I don't want to add something. So no, I'm gonna say to your answer, your question, no, you still need to add something.
Okay.
And what is that?
Still need to add more up front.
Just depth.
Yes.
More up front.
Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because you know somebody's going to get hurt. You know somebody's going to get chilly, maybe not cold, but chills. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Hopefully don't get cold. And you know that you need
to get old bones on this team.
Well, yeah, but you also, excuse me, you need to try and still, you want to be a dominant powerhouse, you still need to add something to that top 6 to 9 and toggle, to borrow, you know, Butch Cassidy's or Bruce's term, he loves the toggle. That's his thing, toggle.
Yeah.
You know, you need to move and be able to guide, like a Marcus Johansson.
Have you ever witnessed Chara's training regimen?
Just
in person?
No, we're not. No, because on those test days, we're not allowed in there.
Okay.
Well, I've seen video. Yes, seen video of it.
I don't know why everybody talks about Tom Brady and how he's played as late into his to his life as he has.
Football versus hockey.
And you've got a guy like, I mean, you've seen some of the hits that Chara has on a day, just on a night-to-night basis. Just like crushing, just hitting and how he maintains the ability to continue to play, especially with a body that big, which, as we know, bodies that are large like that usually tend to break down earlier than the rest.
No, the thing in hockey is that it's not unprecedented. I mean, there's guys that, you know, Chelios and guys like that have played. And Chelios' regimen during the season was 12-ounce curls.
No, that was to hydrate.
Yes, that was to hydrate. I know he worked out a lot.
He's a freak, too.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I think he enjoyed himself more than Chara allows
himself. But you would agree that what Chara is doing is tougher than what Tom Brady's doing.
I don't know. Because what Tom Brady,
like physical punishment?
Well, Tom Brady's doing something that's unprecedented, but there are rule changes
Yeah, it's not like it was 10, 15 years ago. Quarterbacks are protected.
That is an interesting decision.
Rich, I understand why you're throwing that or not surmising, but saying that. But to either sport, what they're both doing is remarkable. And to say one is better. Now, the one thing that's different is that Chara, in theory, is doing it over an 82 games.
Yes.
Whereas Brady, I don't want to say he's only 16, because the car accidents that happen every week in football are just
mind-boggling.
But not to him as much. But you're right. But still, the read, the react.
How many times do you think Chara makes hard contact with somebody during a game?
Oh, boy.
Handful, at least.
Well, how about, forget that. How about how many times does the puck make hard contact with him?
It's another great
blocking
point.
The shots that he just does regularly. And it's an era of awesomeness to have these two guys doing what they're doing at their age.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
You should make shirts, era of awesomeness.
There you go. Let's do it.
And then just like a profile of you going with thumbs up.
Profile of both of them.
Yeah, with their thumbs up.
Profile of you and Dale at the desk.
You got one over era one thumb and one over the other thumb.
Let's do it.
Let's get riches. And sell them till we're sued.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Cease and desist. That's all right.
4 days.
And it's not taking anything away from Brady. It's just that I see him out there and I'm like, all this talk is about the TB12 method, all this stuff. And Chara is out there just getting...
He's been excellent this first month.
He has been.
And one of the things that I think he's done really well is his stick work is fantastic. But I think he's allowed to do that even more because of how he's continued to work on his skating. His shape is always great. But B, he hasn't gotten himself, and credit to him and also the team or the way that they play, into foot races. See, guys really want to try and play on the inside of him, which is a hard thing to do because he's still mean as can be when he's allowed to. Oh, I loved last night, too. I mean, I wanted
to see that fight so bad.
Everybody did.
Yeah.
But I'm talking a one-on-one situation. He's still a mean son of a gun.
Yeah.
But the key is, going against him is to get him turned, because these guys that are 5'10 and speed demons, they have an advantage on him. But yet he has learned, this is how smart the guy is. He's changed his game over the last few years to be able to handle that better and to not be forced to put into those positions as much. And it's a skill. It's an art form. I'm just so impressed with how he is and what this team is doing right now. I know it's just the first month, but you got to say, what a first month.
Okay, and I was talking to my father about this. You know, he doesn't follow hockey really. What is amazing about Chara is that his dad, you know, was like a wrestler.
Yeah,
Greco-Roman. And like would, you know, he was like stretch him out and have him work out.
Yeah.
You know, and Chara, to have that kind of discipline, like growing up and have that fed to you, and to be able to not resent it and to keep like working and just have that be,
and
like,
to be as disciplined,
to yeah. keep that discipline throughout your life, that physical discipline, because everything you hear is, because if you did that to say you did that to every kid, what, 0.1%?
Todd Marinovich.
Yeah,
now that's not fair, because I mean Marinovich had a bad day. I've never met Mr.
I'm just saying, if you have a father that is, you know, making you work out and making you do things, 0.1% would stay with that.
I mean, exactly. You're right.
1% of kids. So the idea that he's kept at it for 43 years.
And how about this? He comes up, you know, and I've talked to Mike Milbury about this in the past before with the Islanders when they drafted him. And actually, Mike told the story the other night too on the Bruins telecast on NBC Sportsnet. But when he got him as a rookie and or even drafting him in the island, he was already so focused. He was already so dedicated. It's his DNA to do what he's done. And I understand that you bring up Tom Brady. Tom Brady had to change or had to amend what he was doing or to continue success. Char's gone basically vegan. I mean, for him, it's worked. I don't know how the hell he does it. I mean, seriously.
It's a lot of tofu to eat.
It's well, listen, beans, man, you, and legumes.
You can get but, beans, baby. Go read Me is for Pussies.
Yes, you and I are going now. That's right. You and I are going to go have beans one night. Let's go get a big order of beans.
All right. Well, listen, I could use them. I could use
them. But he's so dedicated. He's so disciplined.
All right. We will be back. I am staying on the clock, and we will be joined by Jake DeBrusk at some point. Billy Jaffe in studio.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Here we go. Here we go. Richie's going to shake him off with Goodrow right in front of the penalty boxes. Richie fighting right-handed. Richie, a right hand. Goodrow trying to get some jersey jabs in. Richie, a big overhand right. Goodrow right. Richie, a right. Richie, a right. Richie, another right hand. Richie, a right. Richie, another right. Richie switching hands with the left. The linesmen have seen enough.
Sarge.
Sarge. Time for the Sarge salute of the day. It's time for the Sarge salute of the day. Who's gonna earn the Sarge salute of the day? It's all good, baby. So, Sarge here. It's all good, baby. Sarge.
That's right.
You ever met Sarge?
Oh my God, yeah. I thought Sarge did a great job on the PA.
Yes, he should. Bruins. He should be the announcer.
Great job.
Has he been the best so far?
Yes.
Absolutely.
There it is.
Yeah, he has.
Hire Sarge.
How much do you make for that gig?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Because he's got business interests that he does that I think are a lot more profitable.
It's going to cut into his wedding and bar mitzvah time. It is.
And his trivia.
Pub trivia time, yeah.
I mean, on a weeknight?
Yeah, but
yeah,
if
but you got a lot of Saturday games.
Saturday,
too.
Sunday afternoon, Sunday evenings.
But you have 41 of those days, and your hope, I don't know how many are between Saturday and Sunday, but you could probably figure out. I'm going to guess teens, 15 to 20.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot of time. A lot of $500
gigs. I just thought he did great. Look, he also has experience doing it, right? He's done PA for...
Well, spinners.
There you go.
he was one of those people who's just born... It would be like a guy who's a professional arm wrestler who was just born with a cannon in one arm. Like, his voice... He speaks like an announcer and can't change the tone of his voice.
Yeah.
Don't
tell that to Jay Stu. Jay Stu does not like that. He doesn't know where Mike ends now and Sarge begins. I've had that conversation with Jimmy Stewart.
I think it's like the Hulk. You know, he's just kind of morphed into the Hulk and never changed back.
But he's got
to watch the MC. If you watch like Endgame, like, you know, the Hulk just stayed the Hulk. Bruce Banner's gone.
Yes.
Mike Riley is dead.
Yeah. Sarge is permanently angry.
Yeah, that's right. He's permanently Sarge now.
But that, what if,
no going
he's got to have like things like, what's up, Boston? Sarge here.
Yeah, I mean, how great would it be if, you know, instead of the woo, it would be, And the whole crowd would do it with him.
I would love that.
Oh, would kill.
Oh, it'd be great.
He went, uh-huh. And on the power play, uh-huh. And the whole crowd uh-huh. It would be awesome.
And your third star of the game, Supzo Zdeno Chara.
It's all good, baby. Yeah. The whole crowd. That would be awesome.
And he goes, and then he just out of nowhere goes, Andy Wong.
The first question we're asking Jake DeBrusque is, did you hear Sarge do the announcement?
Perfect.
Yeah. When is he calling?
9:35.
9:35. Yeah, yeah. All right. So you were, was that the consensus among the staff?
Everyone loves Sarge?
Can't tell you that, but I can tell you that the few people I spoke with, they thought he did a great job. I think they're just trying out people. I have no idea the process. They did it last year with Todd Angeli, who became the lead anthem. By the way, the guy did the anthem, and forgive me, I forget his name last night, a brain cancer survivor. Last night did it in place. It was awesome. Great job. I forget your name. My apologies.
What's the name of the little boy? Quinn. Mighty Quinn.
Yeah, Mighty Quinn was out there. That was a beautiful moment. Very touching. But I think they're just, you know, guys, I just think they're auditioning different guys. I thought Sarge. There's been a couple of good ones too, but Sarge has been.
He's your Todd Angeli.
He was good, man.
Sarge is your Todd Angeli.
He was good. See, good
my,
for him.
My job requirements, if I was filling that role, would be ability to read, and that you'll show up. And that would be about the process that I would
it's
go through.
Good, baby. And then you know how to pronounce the names.
Yeah, that it can be. It can be tricky.
Of course,
that
it can be
very tricky. You have to go over those. I know a guy who did it for the Thrashers.
Yeah.
And he had to show up like an hour and a half early to learn those stupid names.
Now, what
names.
Was his name? He came into our, he would come into the media room and ask us sometime.
Steve Craig.
Well, but it was Steve, but it was somebody. Oh,
no, no, it wasn't Steve Craig when you did the Thrashers.
Yeah,
it was somebody else.
I can't remember. Yes.
Pharrell?
No, Pharrell did the radio.
Yeah, Pharrell did. One year radio.
1 year, the first year. Right?
Yes, he did that.
1 year
of radio. It was a dream.
Radio.
All right.
A dream scenario.
When you see McAvoy this year, can you tell, is he made leaps and bounds? Is he going to be a Norris kid?
He has the qualities, too. Yeah, he hasn't. I don't think he's scratched the surface yet, though, this year. Right, we've had a couple of games where I think Charlie's been awesome. I think he's got, you know, definitely another level to get to. Do I think one day? No question. Sooner rather than later? Yeah, I hope so. I think that, you know, he's right now, they're a damn good D crew, the way that they're playing. He's seeing a lot of minutes against the opponent's top player, not putting up as many points as I think he would like. But otherwise, no, I've been good with him. I've been good. He had two or three games where he was really good. He's close. He's getting there.
Did Krejci look 100% to you? Or is he
He did. He did. He had giddy up, man. He had that little, Krejci's got that little jump step that he gets going. I call it the giddy up. And he had that a couple of times last night, and you could tell by the tone of his voice and the post-game sound, but also just the words that he said, how desperately he wanted to be back on the ice with the boys. That's a genuine comment. You know, like he said, he was seeing them play, he's watching the games, and to be back out there. And he did look good, not just because of the goal. I thought the way that he maneuvered and manipulated the play, and especially in the O-zone a couple of times, stripping pucks, bringing him back into the play. His hands are silk. They're absolute silk. He can put a sauce pass, like take your phone, and he could do it right over that and put it on your stick and you can do that. Like that's what Charlie Coyle was doing. He was right there, ready for that, and Krejci did that.
A saucer of milk? Have you ever used that? You get on the ice with a saucer of milk?
I've never. No.
They did that in Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
No, I didn't do that one. I must try that or must see that, too.
Who's the new writer for the Globe, the hockey writer? Matt
Porter.
Matt Porter, okay. Yeah. He had a really good article when the Blues came into town, and it was the untold story of what the Bruins did on the night of Game 7 after it was all done and over with. And he said that almost all the Bruins that didn't have any kind of family commitment that they had to get home with just stayed in the locker room along with a lot of the equipment guys and the people with the team and just stayed there because they knew that they stayed there until everyone in the arena had left, like hours after they were gone, because they didn't want to leave because they knew that nobody would understand what had just happened and what they had just gone through. And then that kind of shifted into a reflection on the season and what they had done. But more so, the article was about how close this team has become.
Legit, man.
And that's the main thing I'm kind of thinking about at the beginning of the season, how they came out and it wasn't that hangover that you would expect a team to play this long. But it's almost like a F you, we know how badly this hurt, and we are sure as hell not going to let this happen again mentality.
I feel that similar. I feel that they have a focus to them that is, this is a business-like. And I know that that's too generic. It's just purposeful, okay? And
they're on a mission.
But with missions sometimes, I just think, Rich, that they're just saying, okay, but we know we're good. Let's just go out and play. And I still think when I say there's a lull coming up, I don't see them sustaining one regulation loss a month for the rest of the season.
You can't play this well and, for an extended race, especially
right.
And that is going to catch up to you. The physical part of playing as long as they did,
and the mental part too. The mental part when you just, even when you feel like you say the right things, but you just can't get the mind to get the body going again. I think it will happen. That's where I want the young players to continue to elevate, accelerate their game, because then they can pull along on the rope a little bit harder and let some of the other guys chill out a little bit. But this team is genuinely tight. I've said that now for going on 2-3 years. They're genuinely tight. They care about each other. You do not always get this. I'm not saying never happens, but you really don't get this at the pro level often, where players really, really play for each other. They're 23, if you use your full roster, 23 individual or independent contractors make up a hockey team when it's all said and done. It's a very finite business. You guys know that. You've been in this business forever. Now you see it. But when you find a group, a collective group that plays for each other, pulls the rope in the same way, believes in the same thing, doesn't BS about the message, lives the message, starts with management, starts with coaching, but really it's the players that control the room. So it really begins with the players, right? Mm-hmm. When you have that, you got something special. Does that mean they win the cup? I don't know, but they're good.
Imagine sprinkling a little Sarge on top of that too.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's all good, baby. You got a pot of players. Add a splash of togetherness and a little sprinkle of Sarge.
Little shot.
All right, I do have a beef to pick with you, and it ain't a beef teriyaki from the Kowloon.
Just like a knock on the door 2 hours after the game.
Saugus wings.
Hey, what are you looking forward to in that poopa platter, brother?
Saugus wings and WrestleMania 3 on VHS. Let's party. All right, Billy Jaffe, you got to go to the airport because you have the big flight to Secaucus.
Oh, it's huge.
Safe travels.
It's huge. Thank
You're
you.
You're going to Secaucus?
Three nights at the NHL Network.
All right, three nights at the NHL Network. You can watch Billy over there. You can watch him on NESN as well.
Couple of days off for the Bees, by the way. Back at it Saturday evening.
I'm going to be there.
All right.
Bowercrest night.
Huh?
Yes.
Wow.
So
come by the booth. Say hi.
Oh, they're going to love you. Member of the tribe. Woo-woo!
What is this? I don't know what you're talking about.
Bowercrest is a sleepaway Jewish summer camp.
Oh, I thought you meant Bauer hockey. I had no idea.
No, Bowercrest.
No, come on.
You're raising Jewish children in the area. Hello. Your children are my children's
kids
ages.
Aren't old enough for
mine are months. Mine are, they are, but they don't go. Jake plays.
Mine too.
Julia stays and does her dancing, and Jake does his hockey and other stuff. Sorry, I didn't. But I'll look forward to seeing you there. Okay.
Can I bring all the kids to you?
How many?
100?
No.
Okay. I want to look like a big shot.
Autographs for everybody.
Bring it to the front.
There's a Jewish hockey analyst.
And everyone, it's like a zoo. It's like a zoo. Hey, look at that.
And I'll go, hey, kids. You could become.
Like a snow leopard. Look.
Bring him to New York and have him watch Adam Fox. He's a really good player and a tribal.
Okay.
And went to Harvard. He's much better. I just went to Michigan.
I think they'd much rather see
We got to break. DeBrus.
Goodbye.
We got to break. All right. We do have to break. Okay. We will be back. Here are the headlines. We'll have Jake DeBrusk.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Download the Sports Hub app today.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
98.5 Sports Hub. I guess no Jake DeBrusk today.
Or
did anyone confirm it with him? Yeah. Whatevs. We got the stack.
Yeah, got the stack. First of all, we mentioned at the very beginning of the show, but it definitely bears repeating. A true comedy legend. One of the best character actors. He's 77 years old, died last night.
Simply delicious, Marcus. I keep telling you, Mom, she should take some cooking lessons from you. All she do is cook pork, I'll bet we eating everything on the pig, from the rooter to the tooter.
The whole pig, huh?
You didn't marry me for my cooking.
Got that right, baby. That's why we got little Junior over there. Bang, bang, bang.
I mean, John.
Truly his best role.
John Witherspoon was the best. Well, that and Friday. That was his best.
But
you're
Friday,
right.
He's like acting a little bit, like in that he has to be like concerned about Ice Cube's well being.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that is just a tour de force of this is going to be as absurd as it can possibly be.
So I read a little bit this morning about John Witherspoon and that scene. Well, before that, the mushroom jacket coordinate scene, probably one of his most iconic scenes. That was completely improv.
Oh, yeah.
So what had happened was the person who was the clothing designer for the thing was trying to pick a couple outfits, and they saw the one with the mushrooms. Like, okay, we'll give that to him. And when Eddie Murphy showed up, they both looked at each other, and he goes, all right, just roll camera, roll camera. And the two of them started riffing on the mushroom jacket, and that whole scene, which is the best scene of that movie, ended up being
the
movie.
Yeah, you can see Eddie Murphy, like smiling in a way that, you know, is not... He's not in character.
Right. You can tell that it's like he's legitimately laughing.
Yeah, he's like enjoying the hell out of
and
it.
And I guess that whole scene where, because you remember how he was all horny and he loved his wife was like, yeah, bang, 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 bang. Well, there's a scene where they're all having dinner and then they hear something in the bathroom happening. That was all made up on the spot. And I think it was Eddie Murphy's like, you know, you guys should just go like, you know, have sex in the bathroom and we should come out and bust you two. And they're like, yeah. So almost one of the most iconic scenes from that movie is... Most of it improv from Eddie Murphy and Witherspoon.
Yeah, that takes that movie from a C to a B+.
I liked it. It's my favorite Eddie Murphy movie. I can't think of one that I like better than that one.
Don't like the narcissism of it is a little bit overwhelming. Because it was put out as, this is Eddie Murphy finally getting his, like the suave guy. And they make it that he has to settle for Halle Berry.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Who's 1,000 times hotter than Robin Givens.
Had to dress her down, like, really effort to make her look ugly.
She's
or
still,
uglier.
Like, an incredibly beautiful woman.
She's gorgeous.
The other thing, too...
That's as bad as those things where they, like, she's got to have it or something. Or not she's got to have it, like, she's the one or whatever the hell those... And they just have a hot chick with glasses.
She's
and,
all
like,
that, right. Yeah. You take she's the glasses all, off. Right. I was like, oh, hey!
I didn't realize she had, like, an amazing body.
I know.
Like, you have eyes.
Well, you know, and I've always found the movies, like, I didn't think Beverly Hills Cop was that good of a movie, and I know that that's probably his best.
Bronson Pinchot, the best part of that.
Didn't like Trading Places?
Trading Places is pretty good. That was a good one. But
48 like, Hours, everyone's watched it so many times.
I've never seen it. Like, that's one I've never seen.
If you see 48 Hours for the first time now, you're going to be like, whoa.
Oh, yeah. You've told me that you couldn't make it today.
Dude, okay. That gets thrown around a lot. Like, you could not make that movie today. Like, you could have Scorsese directed and you couldn't make it movie today.
But like, some of the ones that are going under the radar with him are my favorite. Like, Bowfinger? Do you remember Bowfinger with him and Steve
Very
Martin?
Good. Yes.
Dude, that movie is way underrated.
He was very good at that. Yeah. Yes.
And then there's Meet Dave, where he's four different people in someone's head. He made some bad movie choices for a while.
Yeah, Pluto Nash?
Pluto Nash, he did.
I think he was just following Cosby. That was like when every...
Leonard Part 6?
Yeah, there was every African comedian that was a legend had to make one terrible movie about space.
Okay, so speaking of actors, when does the Eddie Murphy SNL thing happen? We're right around the corner from
that,
right?
No, I thought it was Christmas that he's doing.
Oh, is it December? Okay.
Because the Netflix... Special the Netflix thing's out.
The Dolomite. My name is Dolomite, which I can't wait to see. It's got huge
ratings.
When's
he going on tour? When is the comedy tour?
At the beginning of next year. Okay. He's saying he's going to go on tour. So I like this resurgence of people who used to be greats. And another person who's kind of moving up that list is Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage just said, I'm going to find the most whacked out roles and I'm going to do all of them. He was in that movie Mandy that I told you was just unbelievable, where he lives in the middle of the woods and his wife is killed by this cult who hangs out with a bunch of sadistic bikers who drink the 1,000 times powerful crystal meth that makes them only find happiness in pain. And then he takes a machete. There's an actual chainsaw fight in the movie with Nicolas Cage. He's the only person who could have pulled off that role. Great film. But he is now going to be filming a movie called Wally's Wonderland, in which he is stuck in an amusement park where all of the theme park attractions come to life and try to kill him.
That's a nightmare. That is a nightmare.
Dude, like how perfect is that?
Those pictures of, like, Disney World, like with the lights on.
Oh, yeah, it's terrifying.
Why is that so terrifying?
He plays a theme park janitor who fights animatronic attractions that come to life.
I don't like that.
They said Wally's Wonderland has a dark secret when the janitor is forced to spend the night in the Twisted Amusement Park and he's pulled into a living nightmare. As the threatening animatronic characters come to life, the janitor has to fight his way from one monster to another to survive until he gets out of the park. And that's on top of a movie that I just watched a trailer for. He might make a movie a week called Primal. And I think Primal is actually getting a theatrical release. And Primal is about this big boat full of these exotic animals. He's this guy who collects these animals and sells them to the highest bidder. And it's got all these like killer leopards and boa constrictors. And there's this maniac that gets loose and lets them all loose on the boat. So he's got to find this murderer. And meanwhile, people are getting like attacked by leopards and ripped apart. It's like snakes on a plane on a boat.
The best part of that movie that's in the amusement park is going to be like the 5 minutes where he's just a janitor. Like, he's like, yeah, I'm a janitor. I'm a janitor. Sweep, sweep, sweep. Right. I'm a janitor. That's going to be.
Nicolas Cage, in my opinion, is a top five actor alive. If you doubt that, go back and watch, like, well, first of all, Leaving Las Vegas, he was great. But if you don't want to see it, just watch Raising Arizona. Or Wild at Heart. The first 5 minutes of Wild at Heart is my favorite beginning to any movie ever.
He was good in Peggy Sue Got Married, which is a film I am not ashamed to say that I liked when I was on cable every other day.
Peggy Sue Got Married was pretty funny.
All right. What do we got coming up, Rich?
Oh, we have some Game of Thrones news. Also something that, John, you're going to like this. Also something that might affect the Patriots as well.
And maybe some more spooky news. .985 Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. What else we got going on?
John, just for you, I've got some Game of Thrones news. Not to be confused with our award-winning actual game that we played in the
station. You want to play that instead? Go ahead.
Game of Thrones, which I don't know where the theme song for that would
love
be.
Love to hear that.
I mean, listen, if they want to play it in the other room, then...
It's my kid's favorite bit that we ever did.
Game of Thrones is... I'll stand by that bit. So HBO realized that they had a cash cow on their hands. I mean, that I think it's still, to this day, the highest-rated thing that HBO has ever done. On top of that, it won more awards than anything that HBO had ever done. And there's a lot of big shows that have been on HBO. So, like, how can we keep this rolling even though we've ended the story? Well, they said, let's do some prequels, some prequel TV shows for Game of Thrones. And there was one that was going to have some big stars, as a matter of fact, involved. They said that the first one was called Naomi Watts. Naomi Watts was going to be one of the big names involved in it. And that prequel pilot, apparently they filmed an entire first episode, showed it to the people at HBO, and they went, "This sucks," and canceled it. There will not be
Game of Thrones.
A winner.
See, the thing was, you had to answer the questions before the toilet was done flushing.
No. I can answer that in two flushes or three flushes.
Okay,
I think that's
so it was even more advanced.
Yes.
I gave it credit for it.
Yes.
It was like, you know, Bird, isn't there more to that? Let that theme ride, baby.
I mean, come on.
I mean, if we're going to play it, let's play it.
Nick and Bird were in separate bathrooms, and the question is, we did it like, name that tune. I can answer that question in three flushes.
Right, we're like, give us 8 teams in the AFC. And he goes, I can do that in three flushes. And he said, I can do it in two flushes. And then they had to do it.
Yeah.
And to get them to flush the actual toilet while squeaking at the same time.
I thought it was genius.
Proved to be somewhat of a disaster. Now, just because... Okay. Those were some of the things that were thrown in, I believe, during the Game of Thrones theme. Where are you finding
this? Don't flush away thy chances.
Hearing them dry is even weirder without the music in the background.
I'm sorry, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah. But do not fret, John Wallach, because with one prequel dying, a brand new one has been greenlit. House of the Dragon! It's probably going to be pretty good. It's based on, John, the House of Targaryen and how they all started 150 years before the events depicted in Game of Thrones.
Unless the fat guy's riding them, I got no time for it. R.R. Martin, unless his mitts are all over it.
Yes, the Hawaiian shirt. Yeah.
Fat guy didn't write half of the good, like the good stuff.
They stopped after season six. I think the last two seasons were
didn't watch
just straight screenwriters.
And they didn't like the way it ended, a lot of people.
No.
The second to last season, I actually watched it. It was good.
Second to last really season was good. The last six episodes, which I just rewatched recently.
You watched the bad ones again?
I wanted to make sure that my first impression was right, and it is. I mean, there's some good parts to it, but I just not pleased with the way it wraps up.
That's not one of them, I don't think. Oh, here it is. This is
Beware thy royal stench of thy diarrhea.
Okay, all right. Well, that's a good one. So there you go. So because one of them, they're going to make two, which seemed a little excessive, and now it's just one. House of the Dragon. Based on the Targaryens.
As soon as they did that whole dragon stuff.
The dragon stuff was good. Like that.
I liked the before the dragons. Before the dragons became central pieces.
First couple of seasons.
Yeah.
Okay, get on board with
Watchmen.
And
then they chopped that man into a eunuch, and I didn't care for that.
Yeah.
Watchmen's a good show. That's one you can get on board with.
As I said, there have now been two people, independent of Urish, that have told me that the first two episodes are watchable.
Well, are you forcing yourself to get through The Deuce?
I have not.
Yeah, because that is what I am doing. And every time my wife and I watch an episode of The Deuce, which is not about Poe.
Behold the Kraken.
I feel like I've accomplished something because I sat through something I don't really want to watch.
What was the name of the show?
The Deuce.
Taking a poop.
Name of the show is The Deuce. It's about the porn industry.
What is it called?
It's called The Deuce.
Bird hath dropped thy deuce.
There's the deuce right there.
He stopped watching it, eh?
I guess he did.
Dropped it. And then I watch Big Mouth. I'm going to rewatch it.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I'm wondering when it's appropriate to play for my son. And I'm thinking 12 years old. Because despite it being dirty, like it pretty cleverly and realistically attacks like what goes on like when you're just entering puberty. So I think it's a valuable thing to watch. Mm-hmm. But if he's in, I guess he's not close to puberty. So like there's a bit of like, I got to go oh, you got a hair in his pit. All right, come here. Now we can watch it. But that's what I got going at my house.
Okay.
That and The Affair, which is so good.
You see, it's gotten to the point, and I think shows now know this. I'm not going to watch, because it used to be I would give a show half a season to figure out whether or not I wanted to watch it. There's too many shows, and I don't have enough time, that you got to hook me on the first episode. And if you don't, I'm out. And there's a lot of good shows, unfortunately, that I would have missed out on that don't have good pilots. But that's why I think Watchmen did such a good job. They're starting to write them to where you have to hit them in the face. Episode number one. And if you can get two good episodes in a row, you got me for a season.
See, I'm going to make myself watch Succession. As soon as I'm done with The Affair, who's two of the four main characters left the show, one because of sexual harassment on the set. So that left them in a bit of a limbo that they had to rewrite around these characters.
Yeah.
That one who you have no idea what happened.
Well, I'm looking forward to The Mandalorian. That is going to be, I think, December 12th on that Disney Plus thing. It's the Boba Fett story.
So Disney, you're getting Disney Plus?
Oh, no question. Dude, November. I'm sorry, not December. It's November. It's in a couple weeks. Yeah, I mean, it's got The Simpsons. It's got the Marvel stuff. It's got all of the Star Wars stuff. It's got National Geographic. Yeah.
No one in my house would watch any of that stuff. It's the Jersey Shore channel. We'd be in business.
Yeah, it's got all The Simpsons, too, which is good.
They had those all on FX, and I never watched them.
Didn't they do it in order?
Like, yeah, but then also you could like watch them like on FX.com. You could watch any Simpsons episode you wanted, and I didn't watch any.
That's amazing that you have two kids and neither of them are into the MCU or like Marvel or into Star Wars. Like that's very rare. Yeah,
I understand that. It's probably I haven't taught them to have any kind of imagination. It's probably.
I wouldn't say that means you have imagination. I would say that they just like things that explode. Explosions.
I'm not positive what my son likes other than TikTok, the game, and playing sports.
That needs some WD-40 fast. Ooh, spooky.
Hello.
You rang.
Who's the spookiest person on 85 Sports up there?
I'm going to go with McCone because we were we had the live feed of the Belichick press conference from a week ago. And what we do is we watch it about 10 minutes prior. And what you see is the back, it's filmed from the back of the room. It looks at the podium. And everybody's seated except McCone sitting up on the steps, just biting his nails, looking backwards. He looks like the kid from Wedding Crashers, the one that likes to paint all the time.
Oh, that guy. I haven't seen Wedding Crashers in so long.
The one that I don't know that down.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Okay.
Tomatoes.
Yeah. The non-straight son. And he's just, not that McCone's that, but just McCone's got that look. He's got that vacant stare. And he does look like Adam Jones' Roach's kid.
I just thought he had the cloak of
There's
invisibility.
Something weird about McCone. Like, you throw a prompter in front of him, and it's money. You know, like, he could go. But, like, those Hub headlines are special.
You're saying he's not good at them.
Well, I mean, well, between he and what's the other kid's name? Mike O'Brien? Wish
yes.
He's got a wishy delivery. Jepson.
Look at a wish for baseball.
No, wishy.
The 50s actor.
Hey, it was a hell of a day in here, I guess, at the start of the Felger Mad Show yesterday.
What happened?
You didn't hear?
No.
Their mics, the entire studio dropped. I don't know if it was this one or that one. Both mics went down. The four of them had to share two mics, Bedard, Maz, Felger, and Jim Murray. It looked like a doo-wop group.
I bet they take it well on this side.
I bet they sat down and did fine. I bet there was no problem with that. And
supposedly,
like,
Jimmy Stewart is losing his mind.
Well, that's his job to lose his mind. How are the people in the studio?
Two dudes, one stick. Not cool.
But I mean, like, isn't it like your dream thing? Like when all bleep hits the fan, like, now I got to make it work. That was my creation.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I'm going to build something.
Embrace it, right.
Wait right here. Yeah. While killing this is doing nothing.
Are you looking at a picture of it?
Yeah.
They Same literally mercy. Look like a 1960s doo-wop group.
All right. He looks like he's got something really wrong with him.
What, Murray? You point at Murray?
He looks like he's dressed up as Halloween in an offensive costume.
You know who he looks like? He looks like a super fan. Like one of the Bears super, like Bear super fan.
Yeah.
He looks like Robert Smigel's character in the
Super Bowl. He looks like one of the guys on Saturday Night
Live. He looks like he's dressed for Halloween in a costume that would make people mad.
Yeah. Not Bears. That's who he looks like.
Yeah.
And the face he's making. All right, that'll do it for us. Everyone have a great day. Bye.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. Still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. Member FDIC.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special event disclosures for full details.